This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get a hold of
everybody up there!
Get into it!
Ooh-way.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation. Always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Grill Nation with Jason Grill here on 980 AM KMBZ Radio, as well as on podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. If you're listening while you're at the gym or in your car, I greatly appreciate it. Also, you can catch all of our shows at grillnationshow.com. I've got updates of our photos of our guests with all of our guests. We're entering show, I believe, 130 or 131 now since we rebranded to Grill Nation. I appreciate it. It's crazy to think about that we've done that many shows in the last few years. And hopefully you've enjoyed our guests going in on almost, I believe we just passed year five of having a show here on over at Intercom. And just crazy how time flies. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, and hopefully you've enjoyed the show and the guests that we bring you each and every week. Appreciate your support and continuing to reach out to me with potential guests as well as sponsors and supporters so we can keep this thing growing into the future. I want to thank those partners and supporters of the show who are just great community leaders here in Kansas City and do great work throughout the community. The title sponsors of the Grill Nation show with Jason Grill are Trusts, MoBank, BOK Financial, Two West Advisors, and Ryan Rink. Also, guest hosts and contributors of the Grill Nation show are The Rieger and Jay Rieger & Co. with Ryan Mabey, One Light Luxury Apartments, and Reactor Design Studios and Clifton Alexander. If you know anyone that'd like to be a part of the show or sponsor the Grill Nation show or be a monthly guest, please let us know. Just reach out to me on the internet, or you can email me, as always, at jasongrill@gmail.com. Okay, so let's get going with our guest today. Very excited about our guest. I've been wanting to talk to this man for quite a while. Through a connection over at Trizolo and Josh Brewster, was able to land an interview with Chris Harris. Chris is an interesting guy. He grew up here in Kansas City on 40th and Wayne. And for you that, those of you that may not know where that is, it's called the Ivanhoe neighborhood in Kansas City, Missouri. It's to the west of 71 Highway, and it's to the east of the Paseo, in the urban core of Kansas City, right around 39th Street. Chris is building a urban golf course, an urban golf academy for adolescents, youths, and even adults there in the inner city of Kansas City. Just a fascinating story of how he got interested in this. He also is started the Harris Sports and the Harris Park. HarrisSportsKC.org is the website. Currently growing that as well, and not just golf, but also basketball, pickleball, just all of these different things he's doing down there in this piece of land. He grew up there. His family home's there. He wanted to stay in the neighborhood. They're building a ton of sports activities down there, including, as I mentioned, basketball, volleyball, golf, and pickleball, introducing children to outdoor sports to develop sportsmanship, honor, and discipline, which are skills needed to thrive in growing in ever-changing world in which we live, and preparing kids and giving kids opportunities through sports to see and do different things. Chris's this story has been very exciting. He literally took training courses or went over to Mission Hills, knocked on the door and said, "Hey, let me follow your groundskeeper around." Ended up working there, figuring out how to deal with golf course maintenance. And while he was talking about that and wanting to do this, he actually got a call from the PGA, which we'll get into, and they want to get involved with helping with this urban golf course. I mean, from there on, he's gotten supporters from all the likes of HOK to Pulzinelli to CBiz to Trizolo. So he's getting a lot of community buy-in. The mayor is supportive, as well as the police chief, I believe, and the Kansas City Police Department really wants to give children a look through sports and different opportunities. You know, he never was introduced to golf or to green space living where he lived. And he thought, you know what, when if I can give children and youth views that I didn't get and help them grow, who knows what can happen, whether that's that person gets a job at HOK Sports, that person becomes a golfer, that person opens their own golf course. I'll remember the first time I walked on a golf course. I never played as a child, but in the past, you know, few years, I've played more. And for me, it's just get out there and seeing the green. And as Chris will tell you, you can actually just these children never have the opportunity to see this green. They never have the opportunity to see this. And you can do what we do at other courses in the inner city and in the urban core, just with some great landscaping and support. So Chris is endeavoring to do this. There's a great article in the Kansas City Star if you want to check out about Chris and his mission. Chris Harris, Casey's Urban Man's Urban Golf Course at Harris Park gets boost from the PGA. I recommend you checking that out. But just a fascinating guy, and he actually does some work at Truman, which we'll get into as well, with the homeless, with getting them homes throughout the community. Really exciting to talk to him. I'm looking forward to sitting down with him here on the show today, talking about that neighborhood in Kansas City and talking about his vision for building an urban golf course here in Kansas City, which started out as just a putting green, 8 or 9 putting greens, and then now it's looking like a pitch and putt course. He's got about 3 acres, I believe, of land that he's purchased. Also, too, you know, he grew up in the neighborhood. His house is still there, his family's houses. Just a really fascinating guy and story. And again, his website, if you want to check it out before we get into the interview with him today, is harrissportskc.org. Again, Chris Harris, he's building a new park for the Kansas City community, which will be based around family events, golf, and sports. One thing I want to mention, too, that is really popular and really cool that came out of this is the PGA is going to be donating golf clubs and lessons, not only for children, but also for adolescents and for adults that want to play this course as well. So he's getting a lot of support, and it's really cool to see. Again, Chris Harris will be our guest today after the break on the Grill Nation show. Thank you to Josh Brewster for connecting me to Chris. Very excited to talk to him and see the future growth of everything he's doing in the Ivanhoe neighborhood here in Kansas City. Before we get to our guests and go to break, I want to mention, too, that this next week is the Better KCI election here in Kansas City. I'm sure many of you have paid attention to that, but I'd urge you to support the new airport here in Kansas City, a new terminal. You've probably read much about it, but it is going to be huge for Kansas City as far as economic development, more flight options and growth here in Kansas City and jobs for all different types of folks. So I've been following it very closely, and I would say that I'm hopeful that the Kansas City, Missouri voters go out there and vote on November 7th and support a Better KCI, just as convenient. And I think for me, the most important thing is, you know, we're not going to get more flights. We're not going to grow as an airport unless we do this. And so I think that, you know, having more options when you travel and more nonstop options from Kansas City is a huge good thing, as well as modern conveniences. People think parking is the only modern convenience. Well, you're going to get that, but also, too, you're going to have conveniences with regards to food options, technology options, seating options, the whole nine yards. So and in one thing that's been exciting to see in Kansas City is the business community is very behind this, and they want to grow Kansas City job market, and they want to grow opportunities for everyone here in the city. And I know that a new KCI terminal would do that, and it would help Kansas City continue to move on in the future and into the next generation. So I'm hopeful that everyone gets out and votes on November 7th in Kansas City, Missouri. If you're not a Kansas City, Missouri resident, tell your friends to go vote and get involved in the process. I know Kansas City issues are important to folks, and I think a Better KCI is really crucial for a Better KC region as well. Well, thank you for listening today to the Grill Nation Show. Again, you can connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. I'm really excited again for our guest today, Chris Harris, building an urban golf course in the Ivanhoe neighborhood here in Kansas City, Missouri. We're going to have him on after the break. You're listening to Grill Nation. Thanks for joining me. Come on! Hello and welcome back to Grill Nation with Jason Grill here on 980 AM KMBZ and also on iTunes and Stitcher Radio via podcast. Appreciate you joining us as well today on grillnationshow.com, where you can find all of our guests. I post those every week, so you can follow any of our shows. I post photos of our guests in the studio, and also you can find our social media handles there as well, on Twitter at GrillKC, or excuse me, at GrillNationShow, and at Jason Grill on Twitter as also. You can search for me on Facebook, just search for my name. Really interesting show today. Hope you enjoyed our first segment today. We kind of previewed the show and talked about the upcoming airport vote here next week. Very excited to have our guest on the show. I saw a story last summer, beginning of last summer, about an urban golf course here in Kansas City getting a boost from the PGA, and I thought to myself, as someone who likes to play golf around Kansas City, thinks we have a lot of cool things happening in the community, and also, you know, with the continued growth of Kansas City, I got to have this guy on the show who's kind of spearheading this movement, and actually reached out to an old friend, and we're able to make this happen. So today I have on the show Chris Harris, who's joining me in studio. The website for Chris, they should check out, is harrissportskc.org. Harris Park is what we're going to talk about today, and talk about a little bit about Chris's background as he's building a urban golf course here in Kansas City. Welcome to the show, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Jason, I want to just say thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on your show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate you coming down here today. First off, let's get to know you a little bit before we get into what you're working on. Tell us about your background. I know you've, born and raised in Kansas City.
Yeah, I was born and raised, been living on, 40th and Wayne all my life.
Where is that area, just for our listeners who don't know?
That is in between. We would say we are west of 71 and east of Pacelle. So we're right in between Pacelle and 71.
Okay. And so right around 39th Street, which is kind of a well-known street here in Kansas City, kind of crosses through there. And
yes.
Over somewhat close to Gillum Road.
That's a little bit far west.
Far west,
yeah,
right.
It's a little bit far west. You need to come back east a little bit. Just make those landmarks of Pacelle in 71 and 39th Street, and we're right in between.
Really
Pacelle
close
and
to 71. 71 Highway there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you grew up in that area.
Grew up in that area, and as I grew up, I noticed growing up as a kid that the area was really, really blighted. I mean, it was just a lot of abandoned houses. A lot of trash dumping, and the area was just blighted as I grew up as a kid.
And it you know, before we were growing up, at one point this area was super great, right? Kansas
Actually,
City history was it you know, in the progress of Kansas City, the Paseo obviously in that area was one of the highlights.
Yes, and the story that my father always tells is that he was the first black to move on 40th and Wayne when he first came to Kansas City. And he said the moment that he came, it went downhill ever since.
Oh, really?
My father always tells us. Yeah.
Well, how long ago was that when he
moved?
Oh,
man,
that?
I can't remember the year he came to Kansas City. He always tells us the story about that all the time, but I can't actually remember the years when he first came to Kansas City.
So that's an interesting area. So you're saying it was blighted when you were a kid?
Yes. When I grew up, the area had deteriorated really bad, and it was just really blighted.
Mm-hmm.
My father started buying up the land and buying up houses. And I can remember as a kid when I used to see people move out, I would be sitting on the porch and I would be like, man, I know this guy is going to go buy some more grass, because I had to cut the grass. I've been cutting this grass ever since I was a kid. So every time someone moved out, I knew I was going to be cutting more grass.
Mm-hmm. And so, you're talking about boarded up houses, blighted houses,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that neighborhood, right?
Yes.
Still to this day.
Still to this day. But what one of my challenges was is removing those blighted houses. And I really felt like if I was able to move some of those blighted houses, along with my father starting way mm-hmm. before I was an adult, I seen if I was able to move some of those blighted houses that I would maybe be able to make a difference.
And what's the name of the neighborhood again?
It's the Ivanhoe neighborhood.
Ivanhoe neighborhood. Yeah, yes. I've heard of that before.
Yes.
Okay, so you grew up here, went to school here, I assume.
Yes, I went to Westport
High School.
High school. and didn't play basketball at Westport at all. Where I actually got my chance to be introduced to sports is through the Mayor's Night Hoops.
Oh, really?
Yes, the Mayor's Night Hoops.
Was that Manuel Cleaver who started
yes,
that?
Yes, okay. Manuel Cleaver started it. And what happened is I would always put together a team, and we would be competing against Penn Valley's team.
Okay.
And we would really put our hands on them.
We would do well.
Probably after the third year, the coach actually gave me a scholarship from playing in Night Hoops to join the Penn Valley Scouts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
so you never even played until then?
Just played street ball.
Sure, right?
Yeah.
So basketball's huge, that's interesting. So you went to Westport High. What do you do for a career?
What I do now.
What pays the bills, you know?
What I do now is I home the homeless.
I work
for Truman Medical Center, and we run a program where we partner with HUD. And what I do is go out and build relationships throughout the city with landlords to bring in a homeless guy or young lady and house them. And then we'll put a housing specialist on them. We'll put a case manager on them. And we're trying to just get them introduced to living in a home. Mm-hmm. Truman actually pays for their rent. And we're conditioning them to go into society of not being homeless anymore. So we're trying to gear their minds and their everyday living into just a normal life, as we call it.
That's interesting. I didn't know anything about that program. Yeah. Seems to be a successful program.
Yes.
Would be, right?
Very successful. Very successful. We are now housing 75 clients.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the overall take right now on Kansas City and its homeless population? Because when you travel to other places, you know, I find that I was out in California last week in Oakland, and that city's growing mm-hmm. because of the people are moving from San Francisco. It's too expensive to live there. It's getting real expensive in Oakland, but they have a homeless population, and it's all kind of in one or two areas where mm-hmm. you're seeing tents and everything. But as far as Kansas City, maybe it's because we're more spread out, but you don't see a population of homeless people all in one place.
Right.
But there's many homeless people in Kansas City
yes,
need help.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah. I think Truman is doing a tremendous job of curving those numbers as well.
Shout out to Truman. So you're working on that every day, huh?
Every day. That's my everyday job.
What's when you meet the homeless person? Well, I mean, how do they communicate to you? What is their biggest issue? What do they think when you reach out to them and say, "Hey, can I introduce you to Truman? Can we get you in a home?" How are they?
You know what? They're just like me and you.
Yeah.
There's no difference. They're just like me and you. Conversations just like me and yours. So it really, there's no difference at all. There's no big approach to
it. What's the most things you hear about why they're in their situation? What's the biggest issue that you hear?
Well, what I think is mental health. I do think some type of addiction, some things in that manner. But again, as me working in that field, I look at the everyday person that has a house. They have some type of addiction. They have some type of mental illness. So mm-hmm. to me, I just ball it all up in one. Mm-hmm. And I look at everyone just the same, because if I go and talk to someone that has a house, they have addiction and some behavior health as well.
No doubt. Everyone has their own issues.
So everybody has their own issues. So as me looking and working in that field, everyone is just the same to me.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Chris Harris is our guest. Amazing things you're doing at Truman. I didn't even know about that.
Right. Thank you.
That's really cool. And where is Truman again for our listeners?
Truman is on 2301 Holmes.
Okay. So it's over there kind of by near, I know my area is maybe a little bigger than yours, but kind of by Children's Mercy.
Let me help you out. Yeah, it's right there by Children's Mercy, right in that vicinity.
By UMKC's
Crown Center.
Yeah, the Helica School.
Right there.
That's a growing area, man.
Yeah.
And there's actually some really cool housing going in around that area.
Absolutely.
We had a developer on our show who's developing a lot of the east side. John Hoffman is his name. And he built that neighborhood up there on the hill up there.
Beacon Hill.
Many years ago.
Really nice.
He's really working hard on the east side to bridge the gap between kind of that area and Truce. Mm-hmm. Continue to buy a plane like you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Buying houses and renovating.
Yeah.
So in our next segment, I want to talk to you about kind of the golf deal. And so just before we get to that, did you have any experience with golf before you decided to do this?
You know, I have had no experience with golf, but I always... My experience from sports came from basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized that everybody don't want to play basketball and everybody can't play basketball. So when I started looking at golf and started looking at the opportunities, I knew that in the neighborhood, we had a lot of athletes and we didn't have opportunity to play golf. So I put it, I thought in my mind, if these athletes had the opportunity to just put their shoes on in the morning, go outside and play golf, there may be some different turnarounds in the African-American community with golf because they have access to it. So I wanted to see if it was possible that I can give African-Americans access to golf every day.
We're going to get into that. Again, the address for Harris Park Midtown Sports and Activity Center is it's on 40th and Wayne, basically, right?
Yes.
I'm going to drive over there. I haven't actually been over there in a long time to check it out. And right now, it's you got a lot of green space over there, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And was that did you buy us some homes over there? And I know your childhood home is over there. We'll get into that too.
Okay.
But and talk about how you're going to. What you're going to do with that. Is that gone now? Is that still there or what?
My childhood home is still there, but it's on the chopping block. So I don't think my parents are too happy with that, but it's on the chopping block, so it should be coming out here in the next 6 months to a year.
Okay. We're talking to Chris Harris today. We're going to get into an article and his story. It was in the Kansas City Star that he's going to build an urban golf course, and you got support from the PGA as well as a lot of really cool Kansas City companies. We'll get into that in a second. I want to talk about the process and also talk about some work you did over at Mission Hills Country Club this last summer. You're listening to Grill Nation. Thanks for joining us. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show on 980 KMBZ. I'm your host, Jason Grill. I appreciate it. Joining us again today, whether it's on the radio or it's on iTunes or Stitcher and or on the website, grillnationshow.com. I really briefly want to thank our partners and supporters of the show once again who do great work and who help us get the show each and every week on the air. Our title sponsors of the show are Trust, MoBank, BOK Financial, and Two West Advisors. Also, guest co-hosting contributors of the Grill Nation show are The Rieger and Jay Rieger & Co. Ryan Mabey is a guest co-host, One Light Luxury Apartments, and Reactor Design Studios. We're back with Chris Harris, who is just a fascinating guy. Glad we got to have him on the air today, and I'm glad that I get to meet him. And he's doing some really cool things in the Ivanhoe neighborhood of Kansas City. That's around 40th and Wayne. If you're familiar with 71 Highway, it's just to the west of 71 Highway and to the east of the Paseo, right around 40th and 39th Street. Really cool things that he's grew up in that area and going to be opening or trying to open up a golf course here soon. He also is with Harris Park Midtown Sports and Activity Center. The website is harrissportskc.org. Really cool stuff going on there. Chris, okay, so you grew up in this area. You mentioned you mowed grasses for many years in this area. When people think of urban core, they don't think of green space.
Right. You know, I look at it, and it's interesting. You say green space. To me, just making a beautiful green space stands out.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal is to use sports to make a beautiful green space and change the scope of landscaping in the inner city.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get my landscaping right and using sports as a catalyst to bring people in to see what things can be done just with beautification, I just thought that was the most beautiful plan in the world to help clean up the inner city.
And your park, Harris Park, is an organization that dedicated to introducing and keeping urban children interested in outdoor sports. You mentioned basketball, volleyball, golf, and pickleball. And really, it is also to help develop sportsmanship, honor, and discipline, which are skills needed to thrive in a growing community and really build structure and organization, right?
Yes, absolutely. You come into the neighborhood and you provide a little structure, and you do it in the nicest way possible. I believe the structure came from me trying to clean up the neighborhood. I think the kids, the community, the adults, everyone bought into the structure and the leadership that I tried to bring by just simply giving them something to do and cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helped out with the structure.
So You bought a bunch of sand. Tell me about this.
You know, I went where I get my inspiration is riding over through Mission Hills. I used to ride through there.
You drive anyone from that's visiting Kansas City through that neighborhood, whether from east, south, north, west part of the country, they see those old homes and they see kind of the nostalgia and the golf courses, and it's a pretty amazing place.
Absolutely. From coming over there and asking a lot of questions and asking how you build a green and just getting all the information and all the knowledge that I possibly can get, I was great at attempt to do it, and I knew I could have done it. And
so you were gonna do this as like kind of putting greens at first, right?
Yes, yes.
And you were gonna do this, build it yourself.
Yes, I absolutely was gonna build it myself.
So to take us to the next level, you spent the summer at Mission Hills Country Club, right?
Yeah,
spare time to try to learn how to build a golf course.
Well,
right?
I actually went over and I kept asking questions, and then at the time, I believe his name was Brad. Asked me, did I know anybody that wanted a job? And I asked him what time, and he told me what time he wanted. I wanted to learn how to build a golf course.
You knock on this country club's door, and you say, hey, I'm Chris Harris.
Yeah.
And what was the response?
Well, you know.
I got to be honest with you, Chris. I mean, I play golf at different places around town, and Mission Hills is kind of it's got that old school.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, like,
absolutely.
Who are you? What are you doing
here?
Well,
you know, I think I came in at a different approach. I came in as just asking for knowledge.
Okay.
And I just asked who the groundskeepers was. And I just started asking him questions. And I told him, can I come back and ask him some more questions? And he was very open to all my questions. And then actually he came over to the park because he was so curious of what I was trying to do. And when he came over to the park, we actually just literally built a friendship.
That's
and
awesome.
Then I just told
him. This was a groundskeeper at Mission Hills?
Yes. And I told him that I would like to take a job so I can learn. And then the most funniest thing happened. They had a flood that year.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to tear up one of their greens and completely rebuild it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to watch them rebuild the greens every day. And that's where the sand came in.
Okay.
I seen them purchase the sand. I seen how they laid the greens. And I took my notes, and I was doing the exact same thing that they were doing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's how I learned how to do the greens.
Okay.
I went public with it. The newspaper came, went public with what I was doing, and then that's when a lot of doors opened for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I got a call from the PGA. And they said,
the PGA sees your article.
Yes.
Or hears about you.
Yeah.
Guy that has no golf experience, right? Mm-hmm. You've done the Mission Hills thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have the land. And you're thinking to yourself, you get a call from the PGA. What is that like?
You know what? I just was sitting there and I was thinking, like, it took me probably, they probably thought something was wrong with me because I didn't return the call back for about 2 weeks.
You thought it was what? Thought it wasn't real.
I just couldn't believe that the PGA was calling to talk to me about 40th and Wayne and what I was doing. So I had to make sure I get my thoughts together before I gave them a call back.
Yeah.
And I waited for about 2 weeks to get all my thoughts together and make sure I had everything together before I gave them a call.
And what was that process like with them? Is this happening in other places? This is pretty innovative, I think.
You know, I'm not sure if it's happening in other places, but all I know is when I start going through my processes to give them a call back, I was ready.
Yeah.
I had everything I needed and I was ready to go.
So what was your pitch to them? And talk to us about kind of a layout and what you're thinking here with this course.
At this time, what I was thinking was just doing a 9-hole putting green.
Okay.
And on real grass, on bent grass, the whole 9, I was just going to do from 25 feet. There's a whole big circle, 25 feet, and I was going to do putting greens all
the way
around.
Nine of them,
all the way around. Sit down and start talking to PGA. The Golf Association got involved, and they started introducing me to a lot more people, and this thing just started taking off. They came up, and they helped me out with an golf design of how we could design this thing. And it literally included tearing down my childhood home.
Uh-huh.
And this thing had just started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, it's like it went from a 9-hole putting green to tearing down my house. Because I had no intentions of tearing down my house. I was just going to build a little 9-hole putting green on real grass right next door to my house.
And they were kind of more in the mindset of, hey, let's have some actual chipping and irons.
They just.
I guess I got to see how much land this is, really. I got to drive down there. I mean, it seems like it's a lot of land.
They brought it to my attention to make this a real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, where in your mindset now, where does that stand? Is it a nine-hole course, or what is it?
Yes, it's going to be a nine-hole pitch and putt course.
Yeah, that's always the thing. You know, when you think about urban areas, I always thought it'd be cool. Before Topgolf and all these mm-hmm. places existed, you go to Chicago or you go to a big city, they have urban driving ranges.
Mm-hmm.
So you're you could be in Westport or you could be in wherever, Skyrise mm-hmm. or the Skyline downtown. And they have these urban driving ranges. And I think as Kansas City continues to grow, I know we have Topgolf out in Leawood, but I always thought that'd be cool to have somewhere in the city you could actually hit golf balls, because everywhere else is, you know, unless you're super rich and can afford one of these golf clubs up by the plaza or whatever, you're driving to the suburbs basically to hit a golf ball.
Right.
But now, once you get this done, you're going to be able to hit in 40th and Wayne, man.
Right in the heart of the inner city.
And so if you're a child and you're, you know, and they're doing this with baseball too,
mm-hmm.
the Urban Youth Academy, right?
Yeah, right up there on 18th.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of taken over. Major League Baseball has decided, you know, we're going to. They donated some money to that.
Yeah.
And $1 million, I think, to help build that.
It's huge.
The mayor's gotten behind it. Yeah, it is. I actually ran by there the other day. But my point is that you mentioned basketball, and there's other sports that you want to introduce your community to. Baseball.
Yes.
African-American play in baseball is way down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since whatever, the 70s and 80s, it's dropped. Golf, obviously. You know, you had Tiger Woods, and mm-hmm. he kind of spearheaded a whole new generation of golfers, but then the economy tanked, and golf is not a cheap sport to play.
Absolutely.
And if you're an average golfer, you're going to lose a lot of golf balls. You know, you're going to have to buy clubs. You're going to have to buy balls. You're going to have to pay for your green fees. You're going to have to pay for your cart fees. So it is not easy to play, especially if you're poor. Right.
Right.
And so your point is, these adolescents come in, can they rent clubs, or what do they do?
That's where the PGA comes in.
Okay.
PGA has offered to help out with getting me all the material that I need.
Oh, wow.
And they have also stated that they could help out with courses of teaching, helping us get courses that they will teach in. And
lessons are huge when you're a kid. I never had them. I was jealous of people that did. You played at a young age. You play so much better as you get older, mm-hmm. if you have training mm-hmm. as a young person.
Yeah.
Most golfers don't.
Yeah, that's the Midwest PGA as well. But, you know, and they're saying that if needed, that they would help out with fundraising as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're coming to the plate and helping out.
So I want to mention, too, before we go to break, for our last segment, is you mentioned that you were going to do this yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So who's going to do it now?
You know what? A guy by the name of Todd Clark from CE Golf Designs has already made the diagram.
You are not going to be doing this anymore.
Absolutely.
You could do it.
Absolutely.
From what you learned at Mission Hills, but, the groundskeepers, but you're gonna bring in some professional help, which would be awesome.
Yes, and that's very well needed. I want to take that part off my hands because I got so much more I want to do. I just want to make sure everyone knows that sports is a catalyst to clean up the inner city. The whole thing is to introduce the inner city to new things, educate the inner city, and beautify the inner city.
I love
it. Using sports to get that done.
I love it. We're with Chris Harris today. We got one more segment with Chris. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to Grill Nation. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show on 980 KMBZ. Great to have you back here today. We're talking with Chris Harris, who is with the Harris Park. He's with harrissportskc.org, but also we're building a golf course on 40th and Wayne. Help from the PGA, help from a lot of other companies too that have helped you out. I'm looking at an article in the Kansas City Star you can check out if you just Google Chris Harris PGA. Companies such as Trizolo Advertising, you've got HOK, which is a sports architecture and design firm, and Polzinelli Law Firm has helped you kind of around the process, haven't they?
Yes.
Get a lot of community involvement here,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, we do. I want to make sure we get CBiz, accounting firm.
Okay.
And Pepsi is actually working with us as well. And anybody who I forgot, I know that we probably have a couple more in there that is on board with helping us out as well.
Talk to us about the timeline for, you mentioned you have a miniature golf course there right now off air. You mentioned you're a great putter. You're going to have to teach me some of your tricks. I need to improve. But where are we on the process and timeline to to actually open and get this thing going here?
Right now, we have a basketball court. We have a running track. We have a play area for kids. And we have a five-hole miniature golf course there now. We want to get that beautified a lot more with the landscaping. And I'm anticipating in 2018 that we will start construction and get everything going for the golf course.
Mm-hmm. And, again, that's Harris Park. It's a good name. I like your website, too, harrissportskc.org. And then once you get – when you 2018, you're going to start the process. What kind of a timeline is that? I mean, golf courses seem to me to be a ton of work.
Right. They're a ton of work, but if you got the right crew coming in and doing the work instead of just myself, it doesn't take as long as we think it does. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take long at all. I think this whole thing probably could be built in 2 or 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
So maybe potentially you could open it summer, summer or fall in 2018?
Yes.
And you mentioned PGA will help you hopefully with the equipment.
Yes.
What's the age groups you want to see?
You know, that's the thing. We're putting together a package now where we're going to have all ages. We want to have a group for the young, from the young, 5 and up, 16. We want to put packages together for professionals. We want to put it for amateurs, adults, kids. We're going to build different packages for different days so that we'll just say on Tuesday, you know, the age group from 10 to 15 has the course. And then we're just going to keep targeting days for different specific groups.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the website right now, harrissportskc.org. You can make a donation, too, if you're interested as well in being a part of this.
Yes.
You're doing fundraising still, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to do a lot of different fundraising. We just did a 5K walk through the neighborhood a couple months ago. We did really well on that. And what our purpose was to bring people in to see the neighborhood, and we wanted them to walk through the neighborhood to see their improvements and see why we need it to improve our neighborhood. So we're going to do that yearly as well.
Mm-hmm. And have you engaged any civic leaders in this? I'm sure they're excited about this. The mayor's got to be excited about having urban golf academy, an urban golf course, right?
Yeah. The police department, the mayor, they all sent me letters wondering what we can do to work together. And so we're in process with working and putting things together with them as well.
So you're going to have to tear down your old family home. Where are you going to live, man? Are you going to stay in the neighborhood?
I'm actually literally got some land on top of the hill, so I'm actually going to build a house in the neighborhood.
Oh, cool.
I'm actually going to build a house right
there. So you're staying in there, watch over your golf course.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, that's another thing that I feel highly about in the neighborhood. A lot of my friends that are I have done well off that lived in the neighborhood that has a lot of knowledge, they have left the neighborhood. They still help me out. But if everyone that has the knowledge and the power to leave the neighborhood, if they leave, it kind of diminishes our leaders in the neighborhood. So I want to continue being there for the neighborhood as well as for myself because this is where I grew up at and I love. And I want to keep using the knowledge that I have to do the best that I can to better our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I didn't actually mention this or ask you this. When did you kind of come up with the idea for this?
I actually came up with this idea when I actually went back to school at Penn Valley in 96. I started working on this on paper in 1996.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just all the different youth sports activities.
Yes. Well, I just seen how basketball helped me, mm-hmm. and I figured how many other people out here don't even know they can go to school, or how many people don't know how sports can help them get through life, mm-hmm. and I wanted to give them the same opportunity that I had. Mm-hmm. And that's what came. That's how the idea struck.
Mm-hmm. And two, I think it's cool because like you mentioned, it's a different sport.
Yeah.
That's very hard to play if you don't have the resources.
Yes, absolutely.
A kid in the inner city is not usually, you know, at least in Missouri, mm-hmm. isn't thinking of themselves, isn't getting the opportunity to play golf as a kid.
You know, I don't think they don't think of it because it's not there.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even think nothing of golf because I couldn't see it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't talked about. But what I wanted to do is I want you to see it. I want you to be able to talk about it, and I want you to be able to pick up a club if you want it to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what's going to be the big difference, because it's going to be accessible for them. I think they're going to be able to come out there and say, hey, let me try that game. Mm-hmm. And if they try it, may stick.
Someone could come out of your golf course and be a pro one day.
Yes.
That'd be pretty cool.
Just go to school.
Oh, yeah, scholarship.
Yeah, you know, scholarships.
That's one thing about golf that's pretty cool. I mean, you get to travel a lot. We've had a lot of people come out of Kansas. I mean, Tom Watson,
yes.
The best golfers of all time. There's a couple people on the PGA Tour right now who are doing really well, who went to school around here. Right. There's a lot of potential.
Yeah. My mind thinks so much bigger. I'm looking at building golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
There's a market for it. Someone in the neighborhood could build golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so many doors that job opportunities and so much that golf can open up to the inner city that it's unlimited to me.
What are we talking about as far as the area, the yardage and whatnot? I mean, I have to go check out your piece of land down there, but
I think I got about 2.5 acres.
2.5 acres, yes, okay.
On both sides of the streets and on the corners of each lot.
And you mentioned lessons that hopefully will happen with some professional type people.
Yes.
For the kids.
And adults.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we want to do it all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. I like that. Yeah. I need those. I'm going to have to come down there and get some lessons from you when you get up and running.
Yeah.
Again, this is Chris Harris. He's going to be opening up a urban golf course between 40th and Wayne. It's to the west of 71. Highway and to the east of the Paseo in a neighborhood he grew up in. There's already a park there now, Harris Park. You can check out at harrissportskc.org. Again, trying to grow sports in the youth population, and also helps you out in life, as you mentioned, gives you structure and probably become a better person for society in the future.
Absolutely.
Anyone that's played high school sports can attest to that, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
And youth sports, you mentioned. So what's next for you? I mean, what's your focus right now? I mean, I know you got your day job, but as right now, we got a minute left in the show. What are you really focused on?
You know, I'm focused on fundraising right now. I'm meeting with a lot of prominent people, getting all my I's dotted, crossing my T's, getting all my paperwork together. And I'm just meeting after meeting after meeting, getting everything ready to go and making sure I have everything that they need. And just continuing to meet with any and everybody that I can that may be able to help out of accomplishing these goals of cleaning up the community.
That's awesome. Chris Harris has been our guest. Check it out, the historic Ivanhoe neighborhood. Drive down there, and the website is harrissportskc.org. You can check out designs for the golf course. You can see what they have down there now. You can donate, learn more information, and see what kind of an impact this is going to have on the Kansas City urban core in the community. Chris, I appreciate you coming on the show, and thanks for all your great work you're doing for Kansas City and all the kids out there.
Thank you, and appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. You've been listening to Grill Nation. We'll see you again next week. Have a good one, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.